Have you ever wondered how come you don't seem to take enlightening information that can improve your life and career and implement it? Have you ever thought about when you are taught new concepts or techniques that it seems too difficult for you to put into practice? I'm sure you have given thought from time to time to how it is that for some people achieving significant results comes so easy to them. Well, you're not alone. The good news is, I can help you better understand answers to these common questions and overcome the barriers to get you on the other side of mediocrity. I have the privilege of teaching many people a valuable skill of compelling conversation, which can be a life-changing skill that has priceless application in just about every line of work you may be engaged in, as well as your personal social life. However, I completely realize that none of what I teach and coach will ever be applied until you can complete one very, very important task that only you and you alone can do. That is to have a why. The very basis of my instruction, the point that I most make in all lessons, is that all activity we perform is driven by emotion. Whether you work in a customer service, sales, or leadership capacity, you are ultimately managing emotions. Think about this for a moment. After every encounter you have with another individual or individuals, you will describe that experience by defining an emotion. For example, you might describe the encounter as frustrating, discouraging, disappointing, or maybe awesome, amazing, or incredible. You might have loved or hated the conversation, and you will tell others about it. Point is, we measure all that we do by emotion. If you are to be motivated to do anything, you will need to have a why. If you are familiar with my work, you'll know that I state often, we can get ourselves to do anything when we get the right emotion. We obtain an empowering emotion when we have a clear why. You might subconsciously be saying to yourself, why should I listen or participate in training? Why should I apply myself and be better? Why do I need to do anything different than what I'm already doing? If we don't have a good enough why, we will not be motivated enough to take the necessary steps to get better, plain and simple. When you practice this drill, be sure to take a quiet moment free of distractions so you can think clearly. The question I propose to you is, why should you incorporate the lesson of a compelling conversation? I can share my reasons why this is an invaluable lesson to implement in your everyday life. And the reasons will be valid, but you will need to establish your personal reasons why. I can help give you a head start on your why and explain to you that when you master the steps to a compelling conversation, you will produce quantum results in your career and personal life. I have many thousands of actual case studies to prove it. I have many thousands of personal experiences to prove it. In fact, our latest study indicated that nearly 80% of our students received a promotion or raise within 90 days of taking our course. Think about what that could mean to you in your life. How would earning more income enhance the quality of your life? Imagine what your career and life can be. Commit to memory the 6 steps to a compelling conversation, and we will study the details over the next several weeks until your mind has conditioned the points and you can apply the principles automatically. Remember and study these steps. Number 1 is impression. When you speak with authority, you will lay a solid foundation that will move you toward a productive conversation with lightning speed. Number 2 is to ask questions. Questions will reveal clues to how the other person will make sense of the conversation and become motivated. Number 3 is to pay attention. When you can open your senses and pick up on the clues, for example, tones, words, pace, background noise, and physiology of the other person or persons, you gain a huge advantage to how to better connect. Number 4, empathize. Having a genuine understanding of the emotional state of the other person is the quickest and most effective way to create rapport and trust. Number 5, address relevant points. By keeping the conversation relevant, you maintain the confidence in the other person and you will have better control of the conversation. Number 6, offer solutions. The conversation should end with solution options. This is the primary process to ensure progress and productivity of the conversation. Of all the topics I speak on, nothing will have a more positive impact on a career or personal life than developing compelling conversation skills. Your assignment today is to come up with a clear why should you be engaged in the lessons we will share with you. Take time to do this as soon as you can, and I look forward to sharing more details in upcoming audio lessons. Thank you for listening.